Regime is seeking
weapons
a nuclear bomb.
Weapons of mass destruction.
It simply makes no sense.
We will in fact find
the Iraqi regime has plotted to develop anthrax and nerve gas and nuclear weapons for over a decade. States like these and their terrorist allies arming to threaten the peace of the world by seeking weapons of mass destruction. This is a regime that has something to hide. The danger to our country is growing. The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass death.
The intelligence that we were operating off was correct.
The quality of our intelligence operation, I think we're better than anybody else.
We gathered a lot of intelligence. That intelligence was good, sound intelligence.
It simply makes no sense to wait any longer.
Take action before it's too late.
We will not wait.
There are Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Saddam Hussein cavorts with terrorists.
No question, we have said that Saddam Hussein possesses biological and chemical weapons.
We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat.
All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes.
And are you confident that you'll also find weapons of mass destruction?
I believe we will find evidence of the programs of chemical and biological weapons, yes.
One thing we know is that he had a weapons program.
I don't know anybody that I can think of who has contended that the Iraqis had nuclear weapons.
And we believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons.
But on the specific issue of weapons of mass destruction, it's going to take time and we're going to have to be patient.
Over time, the truth will come out.
Now, it's going to take time to find anything because they've had...
People will find that we presented a solid case, a case that is there and was there and will remain there.
American people are prepared for a long, costly, and bloody battle with a significant American casualties. I don't think it's likely to unfold that way, because I really do believe we will be greeted as liberators.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. And 16 U.S. intelligence agencies in this previously classified document, including the CIA, all said unanimously that Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country, and they knew all about these weapons of mass destruction. They thought they did. Actually, Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction.
February 5th, 2003, then Secretary of State Colin Powell addressed the U.N. Security Council and made the case for a first strike on Iraq.
What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
For more than an hour, Secretary Powell displays photos, holds up a chemical vial that suggests anthrax, shows slides, all to make dozens of claims about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Colonel Larry Wilkerson, Colin Powell's longtime friend and advisor, was his chief of staff.
So he came through the door that morning and he had in his hand a sheaf of papers, and he said, "This is what I've got to present at the United Nations according to the White House, and you need to look at it."
Do you have any regrets about the Security Council speech 2003?
Of course I do. I gave that speech on 4 days' notice. Based on an intelligence estimate that had been done months before and provided to Congress.
Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's legal weapons programs
its attempts to hide those weapons from inspectors, and its links to terrorism.
So when I presented that information, it was information that the president believed in, information that my colleagues in government believed in the national security world, Mr. Cheney, Mr. Rumsfeld, Dr. Rice. It was information that the United Kingdom and other nations believed in.
It was anything but an intelligence document. It was, as some people characterized it later, sort of a Chinese menu from which you could pick and choose.
It turned out, as we discovered later, that a lot of the sourcing that had been attested to by the intelligence community was wrong.
He makes a dramatic accusation. Saddam has bioweapons labs mounted on trucks that would be almost impossible to find.
We have first-hand descriptions.
In fact, Secretary Powell was not told that one of the sources he was given as a source of this information had indeed been flagged by the Defense Intelligence Agency as a liar fabricator.
The day before Powell's speech, a CIA skeptic had warned about the defector's reputation as a liar. In an email reply, his superior acknowledges the problem, but adds, "This war is going to happen regardless. The powers that be probably aren't terribly interested in whether Curveball knows what he's talking about."
They finally came in and said to me, "Well, you know, we don't have four independent sources for that biological warfare van. It's one guy, and he's loopy, and he's in a German jail, and we've never talked to him."
امروز سیاست‌های خباثت آلود استکبار در منطقه ما ایجاد جنگ‌های نیابتی است برای منافع خودشون کشورهای منطقه را یا گروه‌هایی در داخل کشورها را تحریک کنند و وادار کنند که به جان هم بیفتند و اونا منافع خودشون رو دنبال کنند. جیب کمپانی‌های اسلحه سازی را پر کنند، سیاست‌های اقتصاد نزدیک به ورشکستگی خودشون را ترمیم کنند. هدف اونا اینه، ما باید بیدار باشیم.